Orange County leaders say there are some alarming figures in a yearly survey that looks at poverty and housing and cost of living issues. The OC Community Indicators Report, that's what it's called, is put together by local advocacy groups, and it finds that almost a quarter of Orange County lives in poverty, and that two-thirds of local workers don't earn enough to comfortably afford a one-bedroom apartment. Gustavo Arellano has been tracking the report's finding. He's the editor of OC Weekly, and he's here now for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
Issues of housing affordability aren't just an Orange County problem. We talk about it in Los Angeles County, Ventura County, San Bernardino. I mean, wherever you want to talk about it, here in California, Southern California. What set of conditions, though, are unique to Orange County?
What's going on, of course, is the original Orange County dream. If you moved to Orange County, the promise was you'd have the suburban paradise with jobs, good middle-class jobs, and you would never have any of the poverty of Los Angeles or other places. And that dream, though, hasn't been reality, first of all, for a large segment of the community since forever, but especially for a couple of decades. And one of the big issues is, you know, just like in Southern California, a loss of working-class jobs, especially those in the, you know, defense industry, any factories or whatnot. And then the other thing with Orange County is, since we are so small, there's literally no place anymore to be able to build out. And unlike Los Angeles, where you do have now these lofts and you have, you know, people are used to high-rise developments, in Orange County, these high-rise developments still really haven't taken off because people just don't want them.
There are some concerning statistics in this report, Gustavo, about age, about young people leaving the area and an aging population. Tell us a little bit about that.
What's disturbing, really, is that the millennial generation, they represent about 25, you know, a quarter of the population of Orange County, but they represent about 45% of the people moving. They just cannot afford to live here anymore. People are trying to find a living or, you know, a life for themselves. People are trying to get married and find places, and they just can't. So they're moving out to, you know, Austin, Portland, the usual places. At the same time, though, the only people that can afford to stay in Orange County, it seems, are older people. Older folks have always come to Orange County. I mean, we created the retirement community with Leisure World over in Seal Beach and also in Laguna, well, the city of Laguna Woods as well. So in 40 years, it's expected that, you know, a big chunk of the Orange County population is going to be a senior age, but they're not going to be people who are going to be able to pay those property taxes or the other taxes that younger folks can. So in a ways, Orange County is kind of turning like Japan, where you have this elderly economy and the leaders are trying to figure out how can we keep young people here to basically take care of these older people.
Talk a little bit, Gustavo, about local politics and what this report finds. I mean, does local politics play into this, do you think?
In many ways, yes. More so in the development of Orange County. So old Orange County, the cities most people in Southern California are used to, Garden Grove, Anaheim, Huntington Beach, and whatnot, those are very much immigrant communities nowadays. And these are people with a decreasing tax base because you don't have people who are as wealthy anymore. So now they're trying to figure out how to be able to expand their business opportunities, expand housing or whatever. The wealthier cities down in South County, so we're talking about Mission Viejo, Aliso Niguel, Coto de Casa and whatnot. Those are the places that have more money just because that's where all the wealthy people went out to. So in the older communities, you have these city councils that are now trying to pass sales taxes, anything to try to stave off bankruptcy or whatnot. And then the cities in South County, you know, the people in North County, they're saying, hey, you guys have a lot of land. Maybe you guys could build affordable housing. And the cities in South County are like, no, we don't want any affordable housing. We're supposed to be the paradise. Affordable housing, you know, leave it to you poor folks up there. So that's also going to start a lot of problems in the next couple of years. It's already happened with lawsuits. We talked about it in the Orange County Line about Huntington Beach and whatnot.
Gustavo Arellano with this week's Orange County Line. Gustavo, thank you.
Gracias.